You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is it white or black smoke? I always forget.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think the Vatican? I think it's black smoke.
I think
white smoke is when they have the Pope.
I don't know. It's one of those things you should probably know, shouldn't you?
Should I?
Yeah, you should probably know. Aren't you Italian?
I am Italian, and I'm Roman Catholic.
Yeah, shouldn't you know?
I think it is the white smoke.
Well, it's one or the other.
So, I know. Yeah,
you want to look it up, see what ChatGPT tells you?
Yeah, white smoke.
White smoke means we got a new pope.
Mm-hmm.
And black smoke means another day.
Another round of voting.
Another round of voting. Got it. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. No white smoke yet.
From the New Jersey Vatican.
No white smoke yet. Hey, it is Wednesday. And have a little fun before we get back to some of your calls. A very quick little segment that we call...
What the Wednesday?
Oh, let's start off with football.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, you may have just heard, Eli Manning not only reached out to Johnny Harbaugh to tell him what a great opportunity it would be for him to coach the New York Giants, but he also got a reservation at Port Charles Prime Rib for Jameis Winston. That's the same restaurant that Jackson Dart asked Eli Manning to get him a restaurant to. Eli said no to Jackson, the new starting quarterback of the New York Giants, but said yes to the backup quarterback for the New York Giants.
And his Ole Miss, you know, I mean, the next heir apparent, you can't get a table for, but Jameis Winston?
So, veteran? One might say, hey, Eli. There you go. Yeah. LeBron James has now worn his own personal patch, commemorative patch, for the LA Lakers in a big win against Atlanta, bad team with no Trae Young last night,
mm-hmm.
and the game against Sacramento where he started his career, only player in the history of the NBA while still alive to demand and get his own personal commemorative patch that he gets to wear during NBA games. And he gets it despite the fact that J.J. Redick, his head coach, hates his guts with the passion of 1,000 suns.
Does he wear it at practice?
No.
They don't practice,
yeah. That's right. Hey, LeBron James!
What the f***?
There you go. Kyle Tucker, still waiting to sign a 3-year, $150 million deal with the New York Mets, but it comes out over the last 24 hours. For those of you that don't follow Kyle Tucker, that the reason nobody wants to give him a longer deal, Yankees included, is that apparently Kyle Tucker doesn't like playing baseball.
It is 9 innings, and half the time you're just standing out there.
So he doesn't like playing baseball, but he's demanding and might get
$50 million
a year, which makes us say, hey, Kyle Tucker!
What the f***?
There you go. Mm-hmm. And final story for you for this WTF Wednesday. Bryson DeChambeau told PGA, go take a hike. Mm-hmm. I'm staying with LIV Golf. And in addition to that, signed the first ever gambling deal with a predictive market company, Kalshi. Mm-hmm. Because the $400 million he got from the Saudis was not enough to keep him happy mm-hmm. on the golf course.
He foresaw more purchases in his future.
Yes. Yeah. One might say, hey, Bryson DeChambeau.
What the f***?
There you go. So that's how that works.
There you go. I like it. I like it.
Very happy with that. Very, very happy. Good job.
That one worked out flawless. He did a great job. The man behind the curtain did a fantastic job.
Yes, he did.
Nailed
it. All right, let's get back to your calls. By the way, just real quick, baseball, just real fast. I know we're going to do the Harbaugh and Giants and a little Jets as well, but it's been now 3 days, 2 days since we've heard the Mets rumored to be offering Kyle Tucker that 3-year deal, $50 million AAV?
No, I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday? Yeah. What are we waiting on?
Him to accept it. And apparently,
like
apparently they're willing to bump it up to 4 years at $50
million. Is that right?
Yeah, but that would that might come with some opt-outs.
So you get an opt-out after two?
Yeah, maybe something like
so
that.
So if you're Kyle Tucker, it's got to be his opt-out. Obviously, not a mutual opt-out,
yeah,
right?
His opt-out, yeah.
Yeah, so opt-out for him after two.
Yep.
Maybe they get an opt-out after three, but you have a fourth year locked in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy to me that so many people reached out to me in the last 24 hours to tell me something I didn't know. I know you may have heard of it. You'll be more in the weeds on baseball than I am.
Yeah.
But, like, if a guy's reputation, look, let's just put this aside first. Great baseball player. Let's not argue that. Great baseball player. You know, best guy in his position available on the market right now.
No,
right?
Best, so good overall, for him. Overall, best player
okay,
available.
Okay, great. Best player available. So let's not argue that, right? So if the guy's reputation is that he doesn't like playing, how do you commit 3 or 4 years at $50 million a year to a guy that you might wake up one day this year, next year, the year after that, in June, who's disinterested in being there?
Well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that there's a lack of passion for baseball. I don't know what that means exactly. You're saying he doesn't enjoy playing. Maybe it wears on him by the end of the year, but that's why they're looking at short-term deals. Like, that's exactly why.
But 50 million.
I understand that.
Like, it's okay. I get the short-term deal part. That's smart business.
But that's what you have to get.
But
if you're going to give him a short... Yeah. That's
for a guy that doesn't like playing, apparently?
We talked about this earlier. The incentive of making more money. He might not like baseball, but maybe he likes money.
He's already made a lot of money.
Yeah, not enough.
No, apparently not.
No, I mean, no, he hasn't made that much money.
He hasn't made the big wood contract
right. This is his first soiree into free agency. So the fear is you give him that 9-10-year deal, like many people thought. Heading into this, certainly last year he was traded from the Astros to the Cubs. Yankees wanted, like, there was a lot of speculation maybe the Yankees would trade for him. Yankee fans, go get Tucker. When you lost Soto, it's the next best player to Soto. Got to go get him.
Yeah.
There was an expectation that you were going to be talking about an 8-9-year deal upwards of $400-500 million. That was the expectation last year. Now, this starts circulating about his passion for the game, and suddenly those aren't out there. The long-term deal, that's the fear. You give him an 8-9-year deal, that money's guaranteed.
Right.
He's locked into $400 million. Maybe that's when the... You know, he's
disinterest,
not that disinterest creeps in. But if you keep him on a 3-year deal at 50 per, knowing, hey, you give me 3 great years, you're going to make 150 and hit free agency again and make a bunch
that's
of money.
That's fair point. No, I think the short term deal is smart.
And just the commitment, just the idea of he's the richest owner in baseball. That's just the truth.
Right.
And he can eat it. And if you have to eat $50 million for the next 2 or 3 because he becomes, I don't know, either injury prone or shows a disinterest in baseball or whatever, just isn't the same player anymore, which has been known to happen. Like, it's 3 years, you eat it, you move on. And it doesn't keep you long-term tied to someone. Like, $50 million for 3 or 44 for 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'd rather do the three. I'm with you on
that. So that's the thought right now. But I don't know. You think he hates playing baseball?
I doubt he hates it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know,
We've seen it before.
Anthony Rendon, right, got the big contract in Anaheim and was miserable.
Yep.
Right, and said he was miserable. Told you, I'm going to take your money.
Yeah.
I don't like doing this.
He said it's just like, I get bored of it just like any other job or whatever. Yeah, like that was his thing.
I guess.
But they have to do it, Craig.
No, I get it.
The Mets have to do it.
I'm also
And they have to go get a pitcher.
But like, when you offer a guy $50 million a year.
This comes with expectations.
But for me, if I'm the owner, like, I'm not waiting a week for you to give me an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made you an offer, which might be the best offer you got. I don't know that for a fact.
But if that
is the best offer, all right, you got 24 hours to sleep on it. You know, tell your family, your wife, whatever it might be that you have to, you know, make sure everyone's cool. Do you want to move to New York and deal with New York and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But at some point, hey, my man, I offered you $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? I would have no patience for that. Owner.
Yeah, but you're looking
at it, though.
You're looking at it annually. You've offered him $150 million. He went into the offseason looking for four.
Okay. You know, I mean, like, that's a fair point, too.
That's what he's looking for.
Right.
He'd rather make, he wants the 8-year deal.
Of course,
he doesn't want the 3-year deal.
Right.
He'd rather make 40 for 9 than he makes 50 for 3. He wants the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to have to do this again in 3 years or prove himself again. So that's what the question will be. Right now, it seems like it's the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Will one of those two teams say, screw it, we'll give you the 8 years?
Got it.
Like,
okay.
That's, I think that's what he's waiting for.
Makes sense. Here's Shawnee in North Bergen on the Fan. Sean, how are you?
Hey, boys, what's going on? Love the show, man. Great
to
hear you.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to say two things. One, that Harbaugh to the Giants is locked up. They just haven't announced it yet. I got sources.
So, okay,
being, you know, I know they got the moment of the day in the morning show, and Craig used to be on that show. And
I created it.
You guys are the gay guy.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have a gay moment of the day.
By the way, if the new name of the show sticks, I'm good with that. I'm fine with it.
The gay moment of the day?
Yeah. I mean, if the name sticks, I have no problem with that. I'll endorse that. Mm-hmm. I'll support it. Get it sponsored.
Get it sponsored?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All good. Yeah. Maybe have Diddy on as a guest frequently. Yeah, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, man.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. I'm gonna be the Bryson DeChambeau of radio.
Yeah.
Or the Tom Brady of radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, financial whore.
That's it.
Where's the money coming from? I don't care.
I'm open.
Just give it all to me.
I'm with you.
I like when people get all upset when Saudi Arabia, you know, greenwash as it's called, when they use American sports to kind of clean their money and clean the image that they have and, you know, their history of being, you know, really bad people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nobody complains about Saudi Arabia owning a piece of Live Nation. Nobody complains that Saudi Arabia owns a piece of Ticketmaster.
Right.
Right. We don't go out, oh, wait a minute. I'm not buying tickets on Ticketmaster. You know the Saudis own 10% of that?
Right.
I'm not going to see Zach Bryan. You know the Saudis own a piece of Live Nation? But when Tom Brady gets $75 million, if that's what he got,
right,
to play flag football in Saudi Arabia,
that's blood money.
What an a-hole.
Yep.
Oh, I can't believe he took their money. Dude, you would take it, I would take it, he would take it, we would all take it.
I would go play flag football in an Eagles jersey today.
For $75 million. You bet your ass you would.
Bet your ass I would.
Yeah, it's like when all the comedians went over there for the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't believe you did that. Did you see the check they wrote? Did you see how much they offered?
I mean.
I would take it as well. And my number's a lot less than $75 million.
A hell of a lot less.
I can tell you that. Here's Charlie. In Ozone Park. Charlie, how are you?
Hi, Craig. How you doing?
Great,
how
sir.
Doing,
Charlie.
Listen, Chris, if you guys can give me a little more time. I've been on the phone almost an hour.
Sorry, go.
Yeah, I got, well, 2 points and then one question for you. Okay?
Yeah.
First question is about the football with the Rooney Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Rooney Rule was put in by Mr. Rooney, not the one who currently owns it, his father, I believe. And they get black candidates a better chance to become coaches.
Correct.
But many times they disinterview a black coach knowing he's not going to get the job. Isn't that more degrading to them than it
there's a two-prong answer to that. The easy and first answer is yes. If you're bringing a guy in just to satisfy the rule and that guy doesn't have a chance, yes. But there's a byproduct of that that's very positive. Pardon me.
And I have another question.
I'm not going to hang up on you. The byproduct that's positive is that you're giving minority candidates a chance to be interviewed and go through that experience. And every once in a while, Mike Tomlin is the best example of this, you find a guy that knocks your socks off that you would never consider to be the head coach, but because of the rule, you interviewed him and you were wowed by his interview. That's how Mike Tomlin got his job. Now, if you're an African-American or minority coach that has been through the interview process before, and then you know, it's kind of like the Brian Flores deal with the Giants back a few years ago. If you know that you're only being interviewed because of the color of your skin and you've no chance for the job and you've been through this 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons over the course of a certain amount of time, yes, it becomes offensive. It wasn't meant to be offensive.
No.
So the spirit is in the right place.
Yes.
But sure, if you're a proud coach who happens to be black and you know full well that you're only being interviewed so they can check a box that they interviewed a minority candidate, you might say no to that interview.
Yeah.
And how could anybody blame you?
Yep.
What's your other point?
I also have a question about Aaron Glenn. One more of a statement.
Yeah.
I think the reason why he should be fired is if you listen to the post-game comments, many times this year he came out and said the team wasn't ready to play. Now, if the team's not ready to play, that's on the head coach.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and he's basically saying, I can't do my job.
Well, I would say this, Charlie, I appreciate you hanging on. I think that's twofold also. The coach is always the one that gets fired when there's an assessment that the team wasn't prepared or ready to play. I would push back on that a little bit. And while the coach does take some responsibility for that, we are paying these grown men millions and millions of dollars to play professional football. You should not need a coach to get you ready to play a game that you are being paid millions of dollars to play.
Mm-hmm.
So while the coach gets fired, because that's the way it goes, if you give me a player by name that was quote-unquote unprepared to play, that's the first guy I cut.
Yeah.
Because I'm not giving him my hard-earned money.
Yes, and we say it all the time, too. Oh, these guys, you know, it's down the stretch of the season, they got to put stuff on tape, not just for this team, but any team in the NFL. Like, you're expected to go out there and perform. Like, I'm with you. Like, we so often throw that on the coach. Now, it's on the coach, but those players need to be held accountable as well as the coach.
Sure.
But as far as the comments, like, he was taking accountability. Don't we love accountability? He stood there and said the team wasn't ready to play. That's on me.
Yeah. No, we do.
I mean,
like, we can't ever both ways. That. I think the problem is that.
Accountability.
And we keep making fun of that Jacksonville drive in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's such a bad answer.
Terrible answer.
Bad answer. Now, look, dealing with the New York media is its own unique thing.
And he was terrible at it this
and
year.
He viewed the media as combative.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that when you have a 3-win team, that is not the play in this town.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it shouldn't be the play in any town.
No.
Like, not that the media is going to curry favors for you, but if you think you're going to get a fair or positive shake from the guys that you demonize and that you're combative with, like, come on, man, you got to know better. And he should know better.
And that's what we were sold when he was hired. He knows the team. He knows the market. He knows the franchise.
Right.
He knows the fan base. He knows all these things. That's part of the reason he was brought in. And he didn't know any of it. He didn't know any of it. Every single answer, every single decision, every single you have to wait till Sunday to find out who my starting quarterback is, or, you know, angry at every single stupid question from the beginning. I knew it was going to be a problem when he started getting mad about Aaron Rodgers' questions in his first press conference.
Sure.
Like, you didn't think they were going to ask you a bunch of Aaron Rodgers questions?
Well, they had to the way that story went.
How could you go into that interview and not expect it to be almost entirely about Aaron Rodgers?
Right. I also thought it was awkward when... Which I don't forget which reporter he called out. You know, Connor, maybe it was.
Rich.
Like, there are leaks in the Jet organization.
Yeah.
Like, there were leaks when Saleh and Joe Douglas were there. Mm-hmm. There are leaks in most organizations.
Well, we don't hold it against Beningo.
And he got upset that there were leaks in the organization.
Yeah.
And when a reporter had a story that was from inside the organization, that pissed him off. By the way, that would piss me off, too.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the business at hand right now.
Scolded reporters for doing their job.
I know.
That's their job.
Right.
It's their job to get as much information as they can get. It's your job and your coaching staff's job and the organization's job not to give it to them.
He also comes from the Bill Parcells school.
I get it.
And Bill Parcells, hated the media, or at least acted like he hated the media.
Yeah. He forgot the winning class.
Right. You're allowed to be a jackass to the media when you win.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick was a horrendous human being to the Patriot media. But no one ever said anything about it because he won Super Bowls.
Right.
Bill Parcells was disrespectful to the New York media, but he won Super Bowls. When you're a 3-win team in your first year, you can't be disrespectful to the media because you don't have a background to say, but look what I've done. Look at all the great things I've accomplished. You don't have that.
No.
And he didn't realize. By the way, it's the exact same thing we saw. You know, I've since become friendly with Eric Mangini. He works at FS1 as well.
Yeah.
And, we talked about this a little bit, not a lot, but one of the biggest mistakes he made and other guys made off that Belichick tree was they tried to be Belichick, and it doesn't work. It works for him because he's got the hardware. You can't come in and be that guy without the rings on your fingers as head coach. And every one of those guys, all of his disciples, all made that mistake.
Yep.
They treated the media like, you know, it was a foreign enemy.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
If I had been Jets coach, which I could have been, I would not have done that.
No?
I would have had a glorious
relationship
with the media.
With the media.
Yep. 100%. Probably would have done a show with you and whoever you were working with.
Right.
Gladly. No pay.
Just
want to talk to you.
Just talk to us.
Just talk to you.
Can I have like a What the F Wednesday segment?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want. I'm your Huckleberry.
Mm-hmm. Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but free nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Giving a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I want to go back just for a second to what Connor Hughes was telling us about an hour ago or so, Big Mac. Mm-hmm. And that was that, it's his exclusive report, he gets credit for it, that part of the wooing of John Harbaugh over the last, whatever, 8, 10 hours, whatever it is, included Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
That Jackson Dart was part of that process and met with John Harbaugh.
Love it.
And I'm not sure if that was private or with the rest of the guys in the room, but that's something that you and I have discussed for the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, we both said, while Jackson Dart doesn't make the decision, sure, nor should he, after 1 year, you'd certainly want to get those two guys in a room so they could have a man-to-man, coach to quarterback, conversation as a part of this process. Now, a lot of guys took shots at us and you, mm-hmm, for having that take.
Yeah.
But that take was not only accurate, the Giants did it.
Absolutely.
And no, it's a smart move.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on this for a while. I was saying he should have, he should be involved in the coaching decisions from the beginning, should be meeting with these coaches. And Connor, you said that too. He's met with almost every coach,
right,
that's come in because he's been in the facility.
Right.
He should be. Now, again, he shouldn't be picking them. But the idea that he's, and even Joe Shane kind of scoffed it off. Like, hey, he's a 22-year-old kid. All right. No one's saying he comes in and goes, oh, I just met with him. Not going to happen. Like,
right.
I get that. But there should be some relationship building. Now, Harbaugh is an easy decision, right? They want to go after Harbaugh.
Right.
They don't need him to say anything about John Harbaugh. They know they want to hire John Harbaugh. But I'm sure Harbaugh wanted to meet with him. Like, this is the future of the franchise.
That's why you're taking the job.
He's the reason you're right. taking the job.
I agree.
He needs to be in the mix here. He needs to be in discussion. They need to have a conversation. I'm sure John Harbaugh wanted to meet him and look him face to face. It's a big decision for John Harbaugh, too. Like, this is where he's going to pick, hopefully for the next handful of years and be successful. But, like, he's making a decision between three organizations that he views very comparable,
yep,
places he can go win, places he can go be successful, places he can go transform an organization. He wants to look in the eyes of the quarterback, I'm sure, and the quarterbacks should want to meet with the coach.
I think
it's good for the Giants, and I think it's good that the young quarterback's like, I'm hanging around.
Right.
I'm going to be around the facility. Let's talk to these guys.
Connor Hughes was the first to report that he did it live and exclusively with us here on The Fan,
mm-hmm,
and now other outlets are now taking it from Connor Hughes. But you heard that first here with Intelligent Sports Talk on the Fan. And Connor Hughes breaking down the fact that, yes, Jackson Dart not only met with John Harbaugh, but has had a conversation or met in person with every candidate that the Giants have brought in. That's smart business. Mm-hmm. For all the stuff we wondered about the New York Giants and their current level of competency, to me, Jackson Dart doesn't get to make the decision.
Of course.
But, man, I'd want the star, of the new star of my team to at least have a quick five-minute, you know, a bagel and cream cheese with the guy that might be the next head coach.
Of course.
Because if those guys, you know, for whatever reason, you'll get off on the wrong foot, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So good job by you. And
yeah.
Who criticized you the most?
Oh,
so
I came out with the take that, because there was a story that Cam Newton wanted to be involved in the next head coaching candidate. Okay. And I came out with, I don't blame him, and I think Jackson Dart should be involved too, meeting with these guys.
Yeah, who criticized you the most?
All over the place.
What do you say all over the place?
I mean, your former partner, Boomer.
Who's that?
Boomer Esiason.
So Boomer's on your list.
Yeah, he attacked you. Him and Greg were discussing it. A caller mentioned it to them that I had come up with that take, and the caller found it particularly a terrible take as well. Okay. And Boomer laughed at me.
Laughed at you.
Laughed.
Not with you.
And then him, no, not with me, no, at me.
Go ahead.
And then, you know, Gio kind of agreed, and they argued for a half hour. Boomer was very
Gio
much
on your
it.
Side or the other side?
Well, Gio felt like, yes, there should have been a meeting.
Okay,
of
so
the
Gio's a good guy.
Good guy.
So Gio's in our friend category.
Correct.
Boomer, not a friend.
Well, he...
For
he,
you.
He,
I mean, I'm a friend.
He mocked me for this
mocked.
Take.
Mocking. Mocked.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else critical of your take there?
Oh, Evan Tiki? I mean, many. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Anyone by name?
I think Evan and Tiki both thought it was
so
ridiculous.
So not a friend, Evan and Tiki?
Correct. Well, I mean...
So you've got one friend I'm outside of me, and it's Gio.
Yes.
Correct?
That's correct. As of right now, on this subject, yes.
Okay, just checking.
And I'm not sure... I don't know where my standing is with the Midday Show right now. I don't know if every time I go in there I have to wear the L or something. But I've been found guilty of crimes against sportsmanity or something along those lines.
I don't know what happened.
Well, yesterday we had the discussion about that I wore the Eagles jersey for my son's
We were busting balls.
Football.
It was fun, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I was
coaching your kids in flag football. Right. The flag football director gave you the Eagles.
Yes.
I had fun with it, but you didn't pick the Eagles.
No.
So you had, they put you on trial?
They put me on trial, where I was prosecuted by Sean Marash, of all people. The very much attorney like Sean Marash.
I think.
Yeah.
When I think Sean Marash, I think lawyer.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
First thing I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because
public defender in a college comedy
because
maybe, but
Evan's son Spencer played for the Phillies in T-ball.
Is that a fact?
So I wish I'd known you were going to trial. I would have helped you out with your defense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. So
I listen.
So they're out.
They're out.
Right. Sean Marash is out.
Sean Marash apparently went to high school. His high school's team's name was the Eagles.
Huh. Interesting.
Had no problem being...
he clearly didn't play for them.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, he just went to games and probably got stoned.
He wasn't an all-county football player the way
he
I was.
He was not. No, he was not. Probably near the the burgers and hot dogs.
Yes.
So, for sure. Here's Chris in Ronkonkoma, my favorite lake in New York. How you doing today, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Chris?
The happy guys.
There you go.
Anyway, yes, that's right. very happy.
Yeah.
The two of us together.
Very happy.
Very happy.
Yes.
That's funny. That's
Somebody
funny.
Even say
anyway,
gay.
I'm calling about a reason why John Harbaugh might not take the Giants job.
Okay.
And it has to do with legacy. That the two coaches of Parcells and Coughlin won two championships. And if he goes to Atlanta... He wins one championship, he's like the god of Atlanta, right? I mean, you have to do a lot to beat out Parcells.
Look, I don't think anyone's going to be comparing John Harbaugh to Bill Parcells after a year. I just don't think that's going to happen. Obviously, if you go to any town that doesn't have a Super Bowl trophy when you first walk into the building and you're the guy that brings them a trophy, obviously... You know, you walk on water in that town. But there's another part of Atlanta that people are forgetting. If you actually think Atlanta's a threat, I don't, to the Giants getting Harbaugh. Atlanta is notoriously a lousy professional sports town. That is a college football town through and through. Mm-hmm. And while, yes, you know, the Dirty Birds captivated Atlanta, and Dan Reeves did a good job down there, and they blew a Super Bowl, of course, to the Patriots that would have been celebrated for the ages. The reality is that if you talk to sports fans in Atlanta, the Falcons are not top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
They never have been.
Yeah.
They never will be. That is when does Georgia start their spring practices? That's what it is. And that's what it's always going to be. So if you had a choice, if you're looking for a town that loves its professional football, Tennessee might like professional football, but not the way New Yorkers do. This is a football town.
100%.
Matter of fact, we kind of feel like we invented the sport of football,
mm-hmm.
right? The history of the NFL
right.
comes through New York, period, stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't go through any other city no. or town like it does this one.
Yeah.
So that's the reality.
No, I mean, of course. I yes. mean, yes, there's other coaches who've been yeah. successful here. I mean, he's not chasing the ghosts.
Look, and by the way, if you
Tom
go to
Colin
Atlanta
and
win
Parcells.
A Super Bowl, yes.
Yeah.
You'll be in the Atlanta Sports yeah. Hall of Fame.
Same thing in Tennessee.
If you go to Tennessee,
yeah.
maybe you'll become more popular than the Dixie Chicks. I don't know. Yeah. But it's not the yeah. same as winning here.
I think they're just
the chicks
now.
Yeah, when the country went woke, mm-hmm. people started boycotting Dixie Chick concerts mm-hmm. and album sales
because yeah.
of the word Dixie.
Yep.
So they just became the Chicks,
yep.
and then nobody bought their albums anymore. That's the way it goes.
You think that's what it was?
yeah.
You think that's
yeah.
what it was?
What do you think it was?
I don't know, just that they ran out of favor. They were no longer as popular as they once were.
They had a couple great albums.
I'm sure they did.
Like, I saw them at a Super Bowl. That's yeah, how I'm, big they were. No, they I'm played just, a Super Bowl.
But Paul McCartney doesn't sell like he used to. It doesn't mean anything other
we're
than
we're not comparing
just,
Paul McCartney now well, to the Dixie Chicks, are
no,
we?
No, we're certainly not. I'm just yeah. saying that...
Yes.
I just
they're
always
also not 90.
They're no longer as popular.
That's
I don't
true.
Think it had anything to do necessarily
with
the name.
But you think they just forgot how to write good country music? Or you think like America
think
turned their backs
popular.
On I think America
I think,
turned
I
their backs on
I think there was a time where they were hot, and then they just weren't as hot.
I think two things happened, and it's
and
unfortunately...
I mean physically.
I got
I mean,
you, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
First, the woke America
right.
said, we're not supporting a group with the name Dixie in it.
Right.
And then when the Dixie chick said, oh, we're screwed, we're going to drop the Dixie, the right-wing country music fans were like, screw you.
Yeah.
We like the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
So they lost on both sides.
I could see that.
That's what happened.
That's what happens when you ride the fence.
Exactly right. But here's Walter in Brooklyn on the Fan. Walter, how are you?
What's up, gentlemen? Good luck hey, on man. The new show.
Thank you.
Craig.
Yeah.
You got to quit smoking those bottle caps.
Well, I'm eating. I'm not smoking them, but okay. I'll try when I get home if you want.
Like it seems like you're smoking them also. Let me ask you a question. Who was the Jets quarterback last year?
They had a few of them last year. None of them any better than the first one or the second one or the last one.
Who was the oldest quarterback?
The oldest quarterback
year?
On the roster
yes.
by age? Trying to yeah. think, who was the oldest? Why do you ask the question?
Who was the most famous?
The most famous was Justin Fields.
No, I'm talking about last year, the previous year.
Yes, I'm aware that Aaron Rodgers was a Jet quarterback. This is one of those times where producers get fired. This is one of those ones like, what did he possibly say to get through the gatekeeper on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It sounded like
Aaron Rodgers played for the Jets last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the point of that is. It didn't work out. Period, stop.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that, but that's the reality. You think Pittsburgh's happy with the Aaron Rodgers experience? Probably not.
They won the division.
He got the coach to step down. That's how bad it was with Aaron Rodgers.
He couldn't take any
Mike
more
Tom Rodgers. Was like, hey, if I come back, maybe Aaron Rodgers does come back.
Yeah.
I think that was like the type of thing.
I think he might have, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he would have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they did go to the playoffs. They did win the division title. Yeah, we didn't embarrass himself.
I don't think he did,
I think
no.
he played all but one game. Right, when he first hurt the wrist, he sat that next game
yes.
out, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and he played every game for the Jets the year before with a lot of nagging, you know, lower extremity injuries.
Yep.
But the prospect of coming back to coach the Steelers for a 19th year with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback forced Mike Tomlin out of football.
Stop it.
See, that's what happened.
I don't know why you hate him.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Why would I like him?
Because he chose the Jets.
I don't care if you choose us, win.
I
he also chose
that.
Alan Lazard
but
for
I,
us.
I don't hate him.
Did
though.
He not?
I'm surprised you hate him.
I don't
he
hate him.
He did everything he could.
I don't hate the man.
Okay, well, I don't, you know what I'm
I don't
like,
hate him.
You
I don't think like fondly of him as a Jet quarterback.
No, not fondly as him as
but
a
I'll
Jet.
Tell you
didn't
why.
Win enough. I get it.
The reason I don't like Aaron Rodgers is because Aaron Rodgers said, I think the actual number was 6. So definitely check me on that. But when he finally played for the New York Jets, I don't hold the first year against him. The guy got hurt.
Yeah.
That happens, right? I'm fine with that. But the reason he was brought here was all the close games the Jets had played with Zach Wilson at quarterback.
Right.
Remember, that was a 7-win team with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Right? That can't be discounted. That happened, right? Then, of course, you have the Mike White nonsense and the Flacco nonsense. But when Aaron Rodgers finally started every game for the New York Jets, there were 6 games, maybe 7, but 6 games where he had the ball in his hands in a 1-score game in the fourth quarter. That was why we wanted Aaron Rodgers. That in that situation, Aaron Rodgers was going to lead us down the field to victory. He didn't do it a single time. So why am I upset with Aaron Rodgers? Because Aaron Rodgers didn't fulfill the obligation he had to Jet fans to be the reason we win one-score games. He lost every single one of them. That's why I'm upset with Aaron Rodgers and the Jet experience. Now, you add to it the fact that he didn't give out candy on Halloween to those nice kids in Cedar Grove, and I have another reason to dislike him. Okay. But it's a football reason, not any other reason.
Okay.
That's it.
I get you. I'm just saying,
by the way, you think Steeler fans are happy? At the time, it was a one-score game, fourth quarter, 50-yard pick for a touchdown. Right?
Right.
You think Steeler fans are happy with that performance? Yeah. Back-to-back defensive scores, one on the pick six, one on the fumble. Not his fumble. But yeah. And final score, 30-6. So what's 30 minus 14? 16. That is a 16-6 game with the all-world quarterback and the ball in his hands, and he threw a pick six. Game over. Correct?
Correct.
That's why Steeler fans are happy for him to be gone, and that's why Jet fans are happy that he's gone. Okay. And I'll tell you another thing while I'm at it.
It's worked great without him.
The guy took up the oxygen in every room he was in. Every room he walks into, he eats up all the oxygen. No oxygen for anybody else. It's always about Aaron Rodgers.
Who else needed oxygen?
Huh?
Who else needed oxygen?
Apparently,
nobody. Nobody. Who else there breathes with the Jets?
Well, Garrett Wilson.
Does he?
Yeah.
What do you like him?
He led the team in receiving yards.
Yeah.
300.
Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers gave you the best quarterback season you've had in two decades.
But it wasn't enough. Because
he came here with the pedigree of
being different, of being something we never had.
And it was disappointing.
Think about it.
But it's Joe Namath all his fault.
Is still the best quarterback in our franchise's history.
Mm-hmm.
That's not up for debate.
No.
All due respect to Chad Pennington and Kenny O'Brien and Boomer and you name a quarterback, right?
Fitzpatrick.
The best quarterback we have ever had played in 1969.
Yes.
And threw, by the way, for more yards than any other quarterback we've had since.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Why do I dislike Aaron Rodgers as a football player?
Yeah.
Because he failed to deliver on the promise.
I know, but the Jets had a lot to do with it. And he came here and he took on the challenge of being in the New York Jets quarterback and tried to change things and went to Pittsburgh and won 10 games in a division.
May I?
Yes, you may.
The New York Jets won 7 games with Zach Wilson.
Correct.
They never won more than that with Aaron Rodgers.
How in the world do I blame
the Jets for Aaron Rodgers' failures? Aaron Rodgers.
How in the world do you blame the Jets for Aaron Rodgers' failures?
I blame Aaron Rodgers.
Where else did he fail?
Pittsburgh.
With 10 wins.
Green Bay.
With a Super Bowl.
One.
Yeah, one. That's just not failure. One. He built the Hall of Fame career there.
One Super Bowl.
You gotta work on your ink there.
I know. I have ink over my hands. It's what I do. Leave me alone.
All right.
Here's Marcus in Union, New Jersey. Marcus, what's good, Captain?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Big good.
What's going on, Marcus?
What you guys are doing? I kind of wanted to switch over a little bit to the Mets. I wanted to ask you guys, what do you guys feel about the starting rotation? Because I don't think it's bad at all. Because you got three young guys. You got Jonah Tong, you got Nolan McLean, who did it really good. You got Sean Manai coming back. Kodai Senga might have a bounce back year. David Peterson,
hang on.
Do you really want me to pick that apart? Come on.
Let's agree on something. Since you do like the show and we like you back. Hang on a sec. I'm not going to hang up on you. Let's all make your deal here.
Yeah.
We don't need you to read the roster.
Okay.
We don't need to list every pitcher that the Mets have. We are very much aware of the roster. Now, let's go one thing at a time, Marcus. Hang on one sec. You made a comment that requires a response.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. So Big Mac seems like he wants to jump on it.
Well,
he thinks the Mets starting rotation is going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's wishful thinking at its very best, and it's a disastrous rotation at its worst.
Bang.
I mean, you've got a young kid in McLean who's made 8 starts.
Yeah.
Looked very good.
Looked great.
Very good.
Yes.
I can't assume he's going to be the next ace. 8 starts. Now he's going to be the ace. Tom got lit up like a Christmas tree half the times he was out there, and Sproat in his 6 starts was average at best. Right? I mean, that's the 3 starters you're just going to assume. You mentioned Peterson.
He couldn't pitch by the end of the year. They didn't allow it. Not that he wasn't healthy enough. They stopped giving him the ball because he could no longer pitch for them. Manaea was terrible all year outside of maybe his last two starts. And Kodai Senga, the same thing, was healthy enough to go at the end of the year, but could not pitch because he could not pitch. Like, that's not a rotation you could feel confident about going to compete with the Phillies and the Dodgers. It's just not.
Clay Holmes?
Clay Holmes, that's the one guy. There you go, Clay Holmes. Real steady number four. He's a real steady number four.
So there you go.
I appreciate it. So my next part was, is Tucker really that much better than Bellinger?
Offensively, yes. He's much more consistent. Like, we forget, Bellinger was cut by the Dodgers because he was literally unplayable. That's how bad he was. He was one of the worst everyday players in Major League Baseball for two seasons. Then he had a great resurgent year with Chicago. Then he had somewhat of a down year, and they let him go for a salary dump. Like, they were like, please, take him off our hands. Like, that's three of the last five seasons of Cody Bellinger were unplayable, or please take him off our hands. Now, he had a great year last year, and he is absolutely capable of being borderline in the same ballpark as Tucker, but every year of Tucker's career he's been a much more steady, much more, you know, he's consistent. He's the much better offensive player, much better. Now, Bellinger.
Sorry to interrupt. I have breaking news for you. I apologize. Yeah. Yes, of course, so here's the latest update on John Harbaugh. Connor Hughes reports that John Harbaugh's visit with the Giants is wrapping up as we speak. The plan at the moment, according to Connor, is that he will still take visits with other teams in the coming days. New York's going to try to prevent that, but Dan Rossini then jumps into the fray and now reports that John Harbaugh is flying out of Teterboro within the next hour or two. He is scheduled to meet in person with the Tennessee Titans decision makers on Thursday. Mm-hmm. That meeting will serve as a formal in-person interview with the Titans at Harbaugh's home. So, according to a combination of Connor Hughes and Diana Rossini, the New York Giants did not land John Harbaugh today. All right, he's going to Teterboro. That's a private airport, as you may know, where I guess he's getting on the Tisch jet. I mean, they flew him here.
You got to fly him at least home.
I assume you got to fly him back.
I'm not flying him to another team's facility, but I'll fly him home.
So, the Giants, while everything may have gone perfectly today, he is not signing a contract with the Giants as we speak. Giants are obviously trying to change that. But the plan right now, again, according to Dan Rossini and Connor Hughes, it's their reporting, not mine, is that John will be on his way to Teterboro shortly, will fly back home, and he will have an in-person meeting with the Titans decision makers tomorrow. So, I mean, maybe that's a courtesy thing, which is fine. But the New York Giants, for the moment, have not landed John Harbaugh just yet.
Yeah, I mean, and it's disappointing. I would have loved to have heard that they landed him, but I'm not overly concerned. I don't think many people, like, it was reported he was going to meet with all these teams, and everybody had that expectation until today when it was announced he was meeting with the Giants, and suddenly it was like, well, maybe he never leaves. Like,
right.
I'm not overly concerned. I figured he was going to go through these interviews. He's going to talk to the Tennessee Titans. He's going to talk to Atlanta. I still think the Giants are the best job. I think it's being reported that he loves the Giant job. I believe it. I think it's the best job. And I'm not overly concerned. I think, you know, at any moment, he could just call up the Giants and say, I'm in.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. So we'll just wait.
And look,
he's going to do his due diligence. He's going to talk to a couple teams. He's John Harbaugh.
Right. If he and his agent gave other teams and team owners their word that they would have a crack to at least meet with him, well, you got to live up to that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the Giants thing went south today. I don't think it did. I'm sure the Giants thing went perfectly well today. And now the Giants, unfortunately for them and the fan base that you're a part of, now you got to wait. You know, now like you're in the shower, you think you hear the phone ring. Wait, did the phone ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're not a job, right?
Yeah. No.
That's what's going to go on now.
Yeah.
The New York Giants are going to wait, you know, somewhat impatiently.
Yeah.
Because they know that an interview takes a long time.
Yeah.
So if John Harbaugh is meeting with the Titans tomorrow at some point in his home, you know, that's another 3, 4, 5, 6 hours that are going to go by that you're probably not going to get word. Now, the hope, if you're a Giants fan, is after he has the respectful, professional meeting with the Titans in his home, the Titans are not staying over for the night.
No.
They're going to a hotel or flying back to Tennessee on their private jet. That maybe you get a phone call tomorrow night after the meeting with the Titans, we're good. Or he then meets with Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
I mean, I think he will.
And if that happens,
I think he will.
Then you're going to have to suck it up into the weekend before you get an answer.
No.
And by the way, if it takes two more days to get him as your head coach, you can handle two more days. It's going to suck
because
you know what's going to happen next. The rumor mill is going to happen. And what's going to happen from Tennessee is the guys and gals that cover the Titans.
It went great.
Best meeting he's ever had.
He loves Cam Ward.
Right.
Cam Ward was in the building. They had met. You know, the same stuff you hear about the Giants.
The only difference here is that Tennessee's going to his house. So I'm not sure if Cam Ward's on that plane.
That's a good point.
Right?
That's a good
point. Jackson Dart met him in person today.
He was at the facility.
We don't know if Cam Ward is part of that group, but I would guess that he's not.
How much do you put into that?
Into what?
Like, as a Giant, say a Giant supporter, a Giant fan, you're hoping the H-man signs with the Giants.
Yeah.
Do you put any stock into the idea that if he meets with Tennessee at home, in his home, and he meets with Atlanta at his home, but he came to the New York Giants, is it strictly just because they offered to fly him out? Is it, or do you put significance in the idea he was willing to come meet John Mara, Chris Mara?
I don't think it's a
Steve
negative.
Tisch. Right.
Don't forget, Chris Mara already went to his home.
Right, right.
So the New York Giants had a delegate go to the man's home and sit with him in his home.
Yeah.
So at that point, if they're willing to put me on a private jet and fly me up, I mean, it's not a negative. It's not a negative.
But you don't put much stock into it.
I don't
view it as anything significant. Like, the news came out, and it's, if the news...
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
News came out he was going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Same, doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
He's gone to the Giants. Yeah. Tennessee's coming to him.
Teeny little edge to the Giants that he took the time to come to Jersey. Mm-hmm. And those teams, at least Tennessee, is going to him. But also, to be fair, the Giants went to him first also.
Yeah,
right?
But not for a formal meeting.
Not for a formal interview. That's somewhat formal, is it not? When a guy with the last name Mara knocks on your front door to talk about the job open they have, is that informal? I don't know. What's the difference, right?
Did he come bearing gifts?
Oh, you have to bring a bottle of wine.
Right, something.
You ever go to somebody's house and you don't bring a bottle of wine?
No, you got to bring something.
Yeah, now the question is, do you bring the wine that you and your wife drink? Or do you bring the wine that you think the homeowner drinks?
Yeah, no, you got to find, if you're going to John Harbaugh, you find out what John Harbaugh drinks.
For that purpose, yes. Like if I go to your house, I'm bringing Grand Marnier with me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if you drink it or not.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it.
That's yeah. I've actually had a big discussion with my friends about this. Yeah. Like what do you bring?
Do you bring what they like?
Yeah.
Or do you bring what you like?
Right. Like
go either way. Like I don't drink wine.
Like
so.
If you ever do you think it's a faux pas if you go to like a potluck party, right?
Go ahead.
And you bring food, everyone's bringing their own
thing. Yeah.
And you bring what you love and then you eat most of it.
Why would I do anything else?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. That's what I said.
I can't trust these knuckleheads to bring something I want to eat. I'm bringing lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if my wife makes something good or it's something that we like,
make it, bring it,
yes. And then I'm going to eat that.
100%.
So that's what I'm saying.
I mean, we're in lockstep.
I got into some trouble with some friends because I brought something I ate a lot of it. And like, why would you bring it and eat? And I'm like, why would I not bring it and eat it?
Right.
I brought it because I like it.
Right. Yeah. By the way, you can have some too.
Of course.
But I know
didn't eat
I like
all
it.
Of it, right. Contrary to popular belief.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like potluck dinners anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Like if you're having us over, make us dinner. Or order in.
Right, that's fine. Right.
Or let's all go out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you invite me over to have dinner at your house, why am I bringing the food?
Right.
Right?
Well, if it's like New Year's Eve or something where it's like everyone brings everyone brings something. Yeah, yeah.
But like if you go to a friend's house or some other family member's house for like Thanksgiving.
Oh, sure.
Do you guys dole out the responsibilities? Like,
no.
Hey, you got the noodles, he's got the sweet potatoes,
no.
Mama's got the turkey.
Dessert.
Yes.
Someone bring dessert.
And a bottle of wine.
Someone bring liquor, someone bring
That's
the dessert.
It.
That's
you.
It. But no, the actual like.
Yeah, I'm going to your house because you're making me Thanksgiving
dinner.
Of course,
dinner. Yeah, 100%.
And that's my expectation.
Oh,
of course,
absolutely.
I only have it at my house, but that's what I do.
You always have it at your house?
Yes. Yeah.
Big Thanksgiving party?
I refuse to get in a car on Thanksgiving. I'm not driving anywhere. It's for homeless people. It's for amateurs. Yeah. Getting
homeless
in the car.
Homeless people do a lot of driving on
Thanksgiving? Probably not. Yeah, probably bad phrase there. Yeah, like, you want me to sit in traffic for 3 hours?
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
I can sit in my own home, drink my own booze, eat my own turkey. You're welcome to come over.
Yeah.
Plenty of food for everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm not traveling on Thanksgiving.
Have the Cartons ever been the Thanksgiving Day parade people? Have you ever been to the parade?
No. But when my kids were really small, actually before Anthony and Lucky were even born, when Mickey and Sonny were probably like 2 and 4, for some reason, I'm sure it's Mickey's fault, I'll blame her, they wanted to see the balloons get blown up.
Oh, okay.
That was the worst night of my life, other than going to prison. Yeah. Yeah. It was that bad. Oh, brutal. Absolutely brutal.
What, like you're just like behind the scenes?
Well,
you go there one late at night, cold?
Yeah, you're on the Upper West Side.
Yeah,
kind of near Columbus Circle.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't see the balloons.
Uh-huh.
Number one, because it's nighttime and it's November. Number two, they're literally just attached to a machine and you... Like, what am I doing here?
It's not like a bunch of people.
No.
Going.
It's kind of, you think it is. As much of European tourists going, look at the buildings. And I'm like, I'm from New York. Why am I here? Yeah. Worst night of my life, other than, again, going to prison.
That's quite the dramatic.
That's how bad it was.
Listen,
I said, honey, if you ever want to do this again, you're going without me.
It's almost, is it worth it that you could always throw that around?
Yeah, like I have this like Trump card.
Like you always have it, almost like the worst thing I've ever had, except for prison food, or
Bang.
The worst thing I've had because of this.
Yes,
like you have a built-in, you have a built-in way, to really emphasize how awful something.
Yes, I don't use it that often, but I have a Trump card.
Yeah, I've
got that.
Yeah.
You know, it's the worst thing I've ever done since.
Right,
Bang.
Exactly right.
Yeah, worst night of my life since. Bang.
Right, this is the worst glass of wine since I made it in the toilet.
Yeah. By the way, not the worst thing you ever had to drink.
I'm sure.
Yeah, when they burp it though, it's a lot. It's a lot. When you make jailhouse wine, it's basically they take a bunch of fruit, they put it in like a sack, and they usually put it in the back part of a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it sits, right? Because you don't notice, but that water's clean, all right? And then once a day, twice a day, as it builds up, as it's, I guess, lactating is not the right word, but as it builds, it
fermenting.
Becomes, fermenting.
Yeah.
As it ferments, you have to burp it. You have to get the gases out of it, or it becomes very dangerous. So, and that does not smell good.
Oh.
Yeah, and then after like 30 days, 2 months, whatever it is, it's, they call it jailhouse hooch. Yeah, so there you go.
There you go.
And if someone offers it to you, the answer is thank you, sir.
No.
Best wine I've had. 888.
Compliments to the chef.
808-1019. It is the Carton Show with Big Mac. Hang tight. Take what?
This.
Take a call? All right, we'll take a call. No breaks? I'm a no-break guy. Thank you, SNY.
Bye, SNY. I think we missed them. Bye, SNY.
Peace out, SNY. Let's say hi to Nick in Queens on the fan. Nick, how you doing, pal? Hi, Nick.
Whoa. Yeah. This guy's not going to get a name. He's not going to get a name anytime soon at this pace here.
Are you talking to us or somebody else?
I mean, I've been on hold for a while. No, the producer, you know, the unnamed producer.
Yes.
You know, I've been on hold. I've been on hold for a while.
I apologize.
I've been listening to some of these calls.
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I just want to congratulate you guys. It's been really fun listening to you.
Thank
You're great.
You.
Thank you.
Together, the energy is up. If this was a movie, this show is like Goodfellas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the morning, they're like grumpy old men. You know, you guys bring this station up, bring us all up.
Thank you.
And in the morning, all they do is complain, miserable. Everything's a problem. Nothing but solutions over here.
Yes.
Right. You know, one thing I want to bring up, Craig, you brought it up before.
Yeah.
You were going to coach the Jets. And that would have been tremendous. Not only for the Jets, for the whole town.
I agree.
For the entire NFL.
Yeah.
Everyone involved.
No doubt.
Now, the only thing I would have to be worried about, if you were coaching the Jets, obviously C-Mac would be the assistant head coach, no question.
100%.
But if you were coaching the Jets,
yeah,
the way the season has gone this year,
yes,
at halftime, normal halftime score of a Jet game, are you sticking around for the second half? That's my question.
Good job, Nick. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
I quite famously leave sporting events early. I do not stay to the bitter end, and I've got to own that. That is a character flaw, and this baseball season, you'll have ample opportunity to beat me up about that, as you already know. Mm-hmm. If the average Jet score at halftime this year was, let's just say, 24-3, something along those lines.
Yeah.
There's a good chance I'm not in the building in the third quarter. Yes. Because, listen, you got to beat traffic.
Yep.
You got to get home for the 4 o'clock game.
Traffic's for homeless people.
That's exactly where you go. Everybody knows that. But that would be the greatest assessment of my potential as a Jet head coach. I would not be there for second half of the games. Oh, I love it. Can we take a break now or no? Just keep going? Like, I'll go to 7 if you want.
No, would you?
No. That's
because I can head home.
No, they're like, I'll tell you this. There'll be choice shows where I do stay till 7.
Okay.
And I apologize to the audience if they don't like that. That's the deal. All right? I'll just tell you the truth. Chris put in his contract that he still gets an hour alone every day.
Yep, I needed my
and
space.
I was not going to fight that. Mm-hmm. More of a chance for him to expand upon some thoughts that maybe he can't with us together. Mm-hmm. And I was not going to stand in the way of you having your own solo hour.
I appreciate
someone that wants to get mad at me for it, I said yes to his request.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great I get to listen to you driving home.
What did I talk about yesterday?
Great, huh?
What did I talk about yesterday?
A lot of baseball.
Oh,
you
look
all
at
over
you.
Kyle Tucker yesterday.
Yes, there you go.
And you opened up with a great, riveting speech about baseball and how much it means to you.
Uh-huh.
And you were very happy that Apollo Creed's son is now a Yankee. We only gave up 3 minor leaguers to get him.
Four
now. That's an extra one I didn't know about.
Yep.
Carl Weathers' son mm-hmm. is now a Yankee.
Yep.
So happy about that.
We didn't get into how I feel about
yes.
that. We got to do that. I guess I'll do
again,
it.
Again, perhaps you have time to do that coming up in just a little bit.
Maybe I do.
I think you will. Yeah. Real quick, since you sometimes say things on the show about baseball that have so far gone unchallenged.
Yeah.
I want to give a caller a chance to challenge you. May I?
Of course.
All right. So here's Phil in Bayside on the fan. Phil, what's up?
Chris, you're so wrong about Bellinger and Tucker.
Okay.
Tucker is not a quality player. Bellinger came to the Yankees, and look what he did. You can laugh, but he's done nothing. Oh, God. Bellinger is a Yankee. Look what he did. He had couple down years in Chicago. He had the one down here in Chicago. I root for 2 teams. I root for the Yankees and I root for the Cubs. I actually live in New York and have Cubs season tickets, so I know what I'm talking about. Tucker, like Craig said, he don't want to play. The only thing good he did was when he was in Houston, he had all those people surrounding him. Bellinger is the guy we want. He's the guy we want.
Yeah, I mean,
I want him. He's not the same offensive player. Kyle Tucker's a better player, and guess why? Because right now the Yankees. Well, let me ask you a question. How come the Yankees won't pay him $37 million he's asking for, but the Mets are offering Kyle Tucker $50 million?
Okay, because Mets
because
are idiots.
Are stupid. Yeah, okay. All right.
It's just an idiot move.
No, he's a better player. It's okay to say it. He's a better player. He's younger and he's better. He's better offensively. And he's okay defensively. Bellinger's far better defensively. But Bellinger is not the same player. He's just not. Look at the last 5 years and tell me that Bellinger's had a better 5 years than Tucker has. You can't. It's not
100%.
True. It's not true.
100%.
No, wrong. I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard Bellinger say anything like, oh, I don't want to play left, I play center. But whatever. You want to put me where you want to put me, fine.
That's great. That doesn't make him a better player. And when did Kyle Tucker say he wouldn't play somewhere?
I haven't heard that yet.
Haven't heard that anywhere.
Well, good job by Phil. Yes. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Phil.
Calling you on the carpet.
It's okay to be wrong.
You're accountable.
I want Bellinger. I do. I like Bellinger.
Every Yankee fan does.
Kyle Tucker's the better player. It's okay to say that. He's a better offensive player. He's been more consistent. Tucker gets hurt, right? He missed some time last year. And 2 years ago, he missed a bunch of time.
Bellinger had a good year last year.
He had a very good year last year. Over the last 5 years, it's not even close who's the more productive, more consistent player. It's just not.
Just one guy likes to play, one guy doesn't like to play.
Well, that's an assumption.
I'm sure he's going to have to answer that if he does come to New York.
I'm sure he is.
Right. By the way, I want to thank the guys and gals at Brooklyn Delights who were nice enough to send me and Big Mac some bakery treats. So I did not give them to you because I'm your friend.
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
I'll remember
that. So I thank those guys. And by the way, there were no rainbow cookies in there. So
no?
If there were rainbow cookies, they would have shared them with you.
All right.
But thank you to those guys. They work very hard out in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Let's take a quick timeout. 888-808-1019. Just real quick before the timeout. Got a little Knicks Kings tonight. 10 o'clock tonight. So we'll be all of that tomorrow. And did you see that Julius Randle and his wife enjoying the paycheck that an NBA salary brings you? For some reason, decided to announce to us peasants that they have now bought 60 acres of land to build their dream home on. Because that's relatable. That makes me feel like Julius Randle's beautiful wife and son really understand the plight of the average NBA fan.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you announce that? Why would you go out of your way to tell people making 50 grand a year that you just bought 60 acres of land to build your dream home on it? You know how like offensive that is to the average ticket buyer in the NBA?
Yeah, why announce it? Just do
it. And I do want to tell you one quick story, if I may, about Mike Brown, who I think has done a fantastic job almost halfway through his first NBA season with the New York Knicks, okay? Mike Brown, after he got fired by the Sacramento Kings, so this is maybe for him a big game, you know, to beat a former employer, you know, not a huge game for the Knicks overall, but obviously you want to beat a team that fired you, right?
Right.
After Mike Brown got fired by the Sacramento Kings, he took some time away from basketball, and he and his wife decided to go on a little holiday, a jet holiday. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what he did on his holiday? He went to four places, all right? But he went there for a specific reason. He went to St. Bart's because it's fun, all right? He went to Puerto Vallarta to see bullfighting because it's fun. He went to Brooklyn, not sure why. And he went to Australia to specifically take his wife to UFC 312.
In Australia. He went down under to see
a fight. Like Mike Brown. I already liked Mike Brown because I think he's doing a really nice job with the Knicks this year.
Nice job, yeah.
But my guy said to his wife, despite the fact that as a coach you travel, you know, 7 months out of the year, I want to go to Australia. And his wife's like, I'd love to go to Australia. Mm-hmm. What made you think we should go to Australia?
Yeah.
He goes, because I want to go see a UFC fight. How do we not love Mike Brown even more now? Right?
Yeah.
Love him.
Is that relatable? You see, like, is that relatable, though? I can travel the world for a bunch of different things, or I could buy 60 acres worth of
It's relatable when you say, I took my wife to a UFC fight.
Yeah.
Because every guy, I'm not sure if you're a big fight guy or not.
I'm not.
Okay, so it's fine. Every guy in my world is like husband of the year material right there.
Wife.
Husband of the year material. Oh. That he recognized you take that little lady to a UFC fight. I'm sure he had great tickets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I love Mike Brown so much. That is so relatable in my world. As a big UFC fan, I got to tell my wife, next vacation, UFC.
Yeah.
And if I sleep on your couch for a couple weeks after that, that'll be just fine.
I was going to say, I could tell my wife I got tickets to the moon.
Yeah.
She's not getting off this Disney cruise thing. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, I got to talk to her.
Oh,
I'll talk to her.
Not getting off it.
I'm a great advisor to guys' wives I work with. A great advisor. Sure. Yes. Like I told the unnamed producer's wife, bad job on the candy, but appreciate the effort.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll talk to your wife next time I see her.
Okay.
I'll tell her, if he has tickets to the moon, you're going.
We're going to go see the next UFC fight up there.
There you go.
Low gravity. Pound for pound. I don't know what, you know.
Yeah.
Pound for pound means different on the moon.
Carton show with Big Mac. Hang on.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.